the gym problem, or the lift heavy for big muscle myth. Dumbbells at the gym are for the body, the way narrated books at the library are for the mind. And both places are equally special and must be viewed with great respect. Unlike some other institutions, neither the gym nor the library has ever aimed to hurt humanity. A word of caution first. If you are just beginning your fitness journey, then know that the gym is hard. That it is better to prepare your body for the gym first. Unprepared, you'll run the risk of giving up on fitness. A gym offers a compressed version of a much healthier lifestyle, where you frequently hike pretty trails, bicycle, and jog long distances. In our strangely busy world, it is not possible to hike every other day, but it is possible to give your body roughly the same, albeit compressed, workout at the gym. So if you are just beginning, don't do the shortened compressed version. For one, you should know what it is that you are compressing. But most importantly, you should enjoy the real experience, because walking, hiking, bicycling, and jogging are each beautiful in their own way, especially when done out in a nature setting. And just as important is the fact that when taking to nature first, you will effortlessly earn endurance that will then make your gym workouts quite easy. Another word for walking, hiking, bicycling, and jogging is adventure. And there are few things in life as pleasant as going on adventure in nature. I warn you, you will not find beauty at the gym. There you are tasked with just the muscle and none of the vistas. Let me be clear. If you skip beauty and earning the initial endurance, you run a severe danger of permanently giving up on fitness. Please understand that health is not a hobby. It is your longevity. Giving up on fitness means giving up on decades of your life. So do it right. Begin with beautiful vistas and out in nature where it's nice and pleasant. Please take this warning to heart, and as soon as you can, preferably right this moment, get up and begin packing for a hiking trip. You will be leaving Friday after work, returning early Monday morning before work. You won't be tired. You will sleep long, rest well, and lose a few pounds. And once you had your fill of weekend vacations and hiking, begin bicycling. And once your legs can carry you for long enough, start jogging, preferably in parks and woodland areas far and away from concrete. You need that soft surface. Go easy on your knees, especially when you are still large. Now, if you are large, then you will not, in fact, be returning to work on Monday. You will stay a while until you rethink your diet, your lifestyle, and your future plans. Because believing that you can just skate along obese straight into retirement is a falsehood. You will not make it to your retirement in that shape. And if you think that this is scary, then you have no idea just how really dangerous and frightening obesity is. All your body aches are because of obesity, and it will take a long time to get back in shape where your neck and back and knees and everything else stops hurting. Obesity is a tragedy. By the time your mind and body are ready to sign up for the gym, you will look at your younger fat self and scoff at your feeble fitness effort. Cargo cult thinking is one of the biggest problems you will soon face. Acting like the people who are pretending to work out. This is precisely how everyone ended up believing that muscle isolation, machines, sets and reps, and plenty of rest at the gym is somehow the secret formula. It is not. It is a fool's errand. The often omitted from field of vision joggers hold the formula. Their leg muscles show how muscles really grow. Except that they are actually losing their body weight, and to continue grow larger muscles, you have to weigh yourself down. But not so much that you won't be able to run your route, the distance of an hour or two, or even three or four, all depending on what level of obesity you are fighting. The duration must always come first. How much you are lifting is a distant second. If you add so much weight that you can no longer run your distance, then you have made a mistake. You added too much weight. This is a very delicate mechanism, and in fact, increasing your weight so high that you may run your distance but at a much slower rate is already pretty much bad. Now, unlike a jogger who primarily focuses on their legs and endurance rather than muscles, you need dumbbells in your hands, which will affect your entire body. And in fact, even as you start walking, you should already get yourself 2 or 3 pound dumbbells and just walk with that. And as you perform different dumbbell exercises to rest different muscle groups or restore circulation, your entire body will get a workout, your upper back first, then your legs, finally your biceps, and what may come as a slight surprise, your abdominal area. Focus on twisting and turning, on flexing your entire body. Try standing on one leg, and as much as you can, and like joggers, don't rest, and rarely for more than a few seconds. To use jogging as the theory behind powerful fitness and bodybuilding, you must focus on what joggers focus on first. Eliminating the need to stop. Joggers may use a couch to 5K program, but dumbbell workouts demand lifting to slow music for the first few months and eliminating your rest periods with an interval timer, be it a clip-on that will vibrate on your belt or as a free app that will beep during your music. Hitting every beat helps you enter a dance trance and makes time pass faster. And you must absolutely start in the beginning of the rack with 3 or 5 pounds, depending on how strong you already are. And once you are able to lift 3 pounds for an hour, then you go up, but by no more than 2.5 pounds. This may mean using wrist weights, as most gyms have 5 pound intervals. Check the aerobics room. The ladies' weights may be spaced by 2.5 pounds, and if so, please use that. Now go. Go start packing for your weekend adventure. And if you want to start your fitness journey with a bang, get rid of your kitchen appliances tonight. To break with your bad dietary habits.